Please welcome back our very important puzzler, the actor, writer, director, and winner of a Tony for the Broadway smash hit, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, John Cameron Mitchell. So here's what we've devised. The Broadway show and the film Hedwig is about being in transition, forging a singular identity out of two different elements. So that's what we are going to do with your Ask Me Another Challenge. It is called Two Movies, One Title. We're going to test your film knowledge by giving you short descriptions of two movies whose titles share a word. To answer, you'll give us the one long overlapping title. Now, we know you're a big fan of new Hollywood films, films from the late 60s to the early 80s that broke the traditional studio style and established a new generation of filmmakers. So we are going to have you play with someone that is very excited to come on our stage, Jordan Shivaribi. The last time Jordan was here, we asked him what his favorite movie was, and you answered, what did you answer?
Something's Gotta Give.
And then you said, Diane Keaton's my girl.
Yeah, she is my girl.
And you were saying that to impress someone, right?
I was not impressing him. No, I was not. So it was this date. I do this thing called internet dating. I don't know if anybody.
Sure. That's pre-Tinder, right?
Right, yeah. And so I found that I had like 12 dates to accomplish in like 2 weeks. So my mom made a spreadsheet.
To accomplish.
Yeah, I wanted to do them all. So my mom made a spreadsheet named after a Diane Keaton movie, Waiting for Mr. Goodbar, where she goes on a bunch of dates and she gets murdered.
Looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Thank you.
Very bad date.
But so he was just like a cell on the spreadsheet. That's all it was.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't. I mean, I ended it, okay? I ended it.
Did you tell him you're just a cell on my spreadsheet?
No, I didn't tell him about the spreadsheet. I didn't tell him about it.
Afira?
Yeah?
Every guest is a host.
I know. That's why we have the games to break people back down.
This one sounds hard.
It's super hard. It's Both ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here are your first two films. First, Natalie Wood, Robert Culp, Elliot Gould, and Diane Cannon play two married couples who all climb into bed together. Then, Ellen Burstyn is a young widow who leaves her former life and ends up working at Mel's Diner in this Martin Scorsese film.
Bob and Ted and Carol and Alice doesn't live here anymore.
Wow.
What is it, Puzzle Guru?
Well, John, I have to tell you, the correct title is Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. I don't know.
I was using the original title.
I don't know why. I don't know why you put Bob and Ted together.
Things have changed. Things have changed, guys.
I think we'll give it to you. Absolutely, we'll give you the point.
All right, first, in this Terrence Malick film, Richard Gere urges his girlfriend to marry a dying farmer so they can inherit his spread. Then, Kris Kristofferson stars in this Western by Michael Cimino, a legendary bomb whose budget crippled United Artists.
Days of Heaven's Gate.
That's right. Days of Heaven, Heaven's Gate. So we thought this was going to be really hard, but so far...
Come on, hit me with some hard
ones. All right,
ones.
Let's do it.
Come
on. Okay, here we go.
I'm very old.
Here you go.
I was in all these movies.
All right, this one is harder. First, this satirical look at the court system has Al Pacino declaring, "You're out of order. This whole trial is out of order." Jordan, so far, how do you feel about that?
I want to say Scent of a Woman, but that's wrong.
Okay. You'll need help.
The 90s.
Then Roy Scheider plays a workaholic theater director in Bob Fosse's semi-autobiographical musical.
Okay.
Yeah? They're conferring. They're whispering. And they're whispering back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justice for All That Jazz.
I'm not going to say what it says on the paper here.
And justice?
Oh, there we go. Good, we'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, still good, but all we know is justice has been served.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is your final question. First, Jill Clayburgh is an Upper East Sider whose husband leaves her for a younger woman before she finds love with a sensitive artist on the Upper East Side. Then Jenna Rollins plays a suburban wife and mother having a mental meltdown.
I think it's an unmarried woman under the influence.
You think correct. So, Jordan, John, you guys got it all right. We were actually really concerned this would be super difficult.
If it was the 90s or 2000, I would have failed miserably, and he would have won.
No, I wouldn't. I would have lost too, probably.
Really?
Yes. I thought I was good at, like, 60s movies, but I guess I'm not.
Those are 70s.
70s. Yep.
You need a new spreadsheet.
Yeah, I do.
So you both won the most prestigious prize that we can offer you in the world of live entertainment, a Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh.
Let's hear it for our VIP, John Cameron Mitchell.
Thank you.